This is Lisa Notar right here on this lovely morning. What a beautiful ride to the studio. And you know, I got to thinking, it's wonderful and we feel the joy of the Lord, and especially when we're feeling great and everything's going well. But some of us sometimes aren't feeling so well, and we need the hand of God for healing and for to bring that joy back and to get our center and the joy of the Lord and our healing of our bodies back on track. And if you're in need of healing today or someone you know, I want to tell you that there's help right in this very city at the Healing Rooms of Syracuse. And it's located in the village of Liverpool. And praise be to God that Jesus' healing touch is just as powerful today through those ministers as it was when he walked with his disciples and he healed them all. Can I just say again, he healed them all. God is no respecter of persons. He loves us all with a genuine love, and he wants us well, and he wants us to live an abundant life, not to be down with sickness and duress or any kind of emotional or physical problem. And right now in the studio, I have Lisa Tabor here, another anointed minister of God, and she also ministers at the Healing Rooms of Syracuse. And she has testimony today. She is the owner of Decor Finishers. And that's a division of Decor Window Fashions. And Lisa is vice president, and she is here to tell us about what a wonderful, miraculous healing she witnessed and has been involved with recently. So Lisa, welcome. It's so wonderful to have you here.
Thank you.
I'd like you to just tell our listening audience what you experienced and the people that you had blessed and who God had blessed with this healing.
Okay. Well, when I started Decor Furnishings, as it was the division, as you said, of Decor Window Fashions, I was in need of an assistant. And I had gone to an after-hours information meeting for the business. And when I was there, I announced to a bunch of people that I was looking specifically for an assistant to do all the work that I needed to have done. And when they, I just mentioned it out, put it out there to the people that all they do what we do. The following day, I received a phone call from someone who said, I heard that you were looking for someone. And we talked on the phone for a while. And she came in the following day. When she did, we hit it off immediately. And I immediately started witnessing to her. About the Lord.
That's awesome.
You know, he's so good. You can't help but have it ooze out of your pores, I guess.
Yes.
And so we hired her, and she came, she started doing very well. Well, in a very short period of time, I found out that she was, there were some things that she was holding back. She had lost her dad. She was very young, and she had lost her dad less than, it had only been just about a year and a half, and he happened to die right after she got married.
Oh.
And so anyway, she we spoke a lot about the Lord and how you can't really hold on to things because there was so much. She was actually very upset at her dad's passing and mad at her dad for doing that. And so we prayed about it, and she released it completely to the Lord. Now, in the middle of all this, she was having major problems with the insides of her body. And she was having very difficult times, you know, in a lot of different areas. And as soon, and I'm telling you, as soon as she released that to the Lord and then blessed the fact that her dad left, every pain that she had was completely gone.
Wow.
And then it didn't stop there because the Lord totally anointed this whole thing. She, she had only been with us for about 2 to 3 weeks, and very unfortunately, her mom got sick. And so her mom went to the hospital, and unfortunately she had gotten cancer. So her mother was deaf, and my assistant is her interpreter. And so she would have to be there all the time at the hospital to interpret for her mother.
Mm-hmm.
And so she would go. She was gone a lot, but we prayed all the time. She and I would pray all the time. In the middle of all of it, I convinced her to go to the healing rooms. She went into the healing rooms, and when she was there, she got saved.
Wow.
And so they led her to the Lord. She never said a word to me. I knew that she had gotten saved, and then she came around, And we started, you know, we were working together. Everything was great. But unfortunately, her mom was getting sicker and sicker. They found that the cancer had metastasized totally in her body.
Oh.
And things were really not going well. However, through the whole thing, we prayed through the whole thing.
Right.
Now, we knew, I knew from conversations with her that her mother was not saved. And so about 3 or 4 days after she had been in the hospital, back and forth, home and back and forth, over a period of about a month and a half, and I went to go see her in a senior citizen home that they had her in. And when we went, I sat with this person, and I talked to her mom, and we led her to the Lord.
Wow, that's great.
It was wonderful. It really was. Her mom totally received it, completely through sign language, totally received it, raised her hands up, released any anger or resentment. It was wonderful.
Praise God, Lisa,
it was fabulous. So anyway, she got saved, and, you know, praise be to God, she got saved. She unfortunately passed away 3 days later, but had she not done what she'd done, so she's in heaven. And my assistant is very, very peaceful about it, because she has said so many times, now here, this is a 26, 27-year-old girl who's lost both her mom and her dad, and she's had some major tragedies in her life from that. So now, but there's such a peace about her. I can't even explain the peace that she has.
The peace of God.
The
peace
of God.
All understanding.
Understanding.
That only a God can give.
Amen. It's been wonderful.
And this is great. I just want to interject that for our listening audience, not only does Healing Rooms offer through the power of God, the anointing, healing for various diseases, but they also lead people to Christ.
Amen.
And it's non-denominational, so anyone can go there.
Amen.
It's free. It's confidential.
Amen.
Anytime we work with people, it's all confidential.
Yeah.
And it can be also for things people are going through emotionally. Could be for a better job. We pray for people for all kinds of things.
Yeah.
You know, from tumors all the way down to someone who needs
a job.
Exactly. So I just wanted to say that. And for those who have just tuned in, you're listening to Jesus the Healer live. And it's a show that sponsors or talks about the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse. And you can also reach them on the World Wide Web at healingsyracuse.com. That's healingsyracuse.com or healing@healingsyracuse.com. And I just want to really quick interject that the directors, Vince and Deb Aquilino, are just wonderful anointed ministers of God, and they direct the staff there, and we always go by the Spirit of God as we lay hands on the sick. Lisa, back to you. Do you have anything else to say about this particular situation?
Well, actually, if you fast forward a couple more months,
okay.
I was at the Healing Rooms one day, and I saw they have a new, there was a small book out called The 39 Stripes of Jesus. And I picked it up. I was like, whenever we get anything new, we like to read it. All of us do. We like to read it and know what's in it.
Right.
And I picked it up, brought it home, and I was reading it. And the very next day, my assistant came in and said she had a friend who was in Florida who had a 3-month-old baby that they gave no time to live because the baby had a tumor in its brain.
Oh.
And so she said, "Will you help me?" And I said, "Yes, I will." So we prayed, and then I said, "I want to pray about this separately." And so I did, and the next morning when I was praying, the Lord said, "Give her the book." So I did. I went to the office that day. I gave the book to my assistant. I said, "If you feel led, I believe the Lord has told you about this for a reason. I believe that this woman has a child, and that child is going to live, and the child is going to live strong, a very strong life."
Praise God.
So I gave her the book. I said, "If you feel led to send it to her, send it to her." So she did. She sent it to her. And then a couple more months goes by, and I was on vacation, and she emails me this thing. You could just feel the joy going through her.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, "You are never going to believe this," which I love it when people say that. She said, "I sent the book to my friend, and she has been reading that book, specifically 39 Stripes of Jesus, over her baby every single day. And they brought the baby in for a... a scan of the brain.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
And they said not only did the tumor reduce in size by 30%, it was so much smaller. They gave a completely different
diagnosis.
Yes.
Right. Praise God.
I know. So I said, you tell her to keep doing it. Tell her to keep praising
speak
the
that
Lord.
Word.
Amen.
So that booklet, just to let the listeners know, has a lot of scripture verses to speak over the person who's sick.
That's correct.
And the word of God heals.
Yes.
God's word.
Yes.
And so, praise God. So, yes, continue.
Wonderful story.
And, you know, I just wanted to also raise another point that the Healing Rooms also has prayer cloths that are anointed. So if, for instance, listeners, your loved one can't get to the Healing Rooms, or won't go to the Healing Rooms for one reason or another, you can stop in and get a prayer cloth that's been anointed, and just by touching that prayer cloth, and I have seen and heard so many people say that their loved one was healed by just the touch of those anointed, highly anointed cloths. And we're soon closing out on the time here. Gosh, 15 minutes goes way too fast. But and we can't say enough about the wonderful, wonderful testimonies. I have one here. Someone wrote, I had a spot on my lung for a few years, which the doctors monitor. I began having a problem with my lungs a week ago and feared that the spot had worsened. I made one trip to the Healing Rooms and my lungs have cleared up. Praise to God. Praise be to God. Here's another one. I was prayed for cancer of the esophagus. The report from the Roswell Center Institute gave me a clean bill of health. Praise be to God. Thank you for your prayers and support. Another person wrote in, received prayer for a good friend with hepatitis C, and the doctor said there was nothing they could do for her. God completely healed and restored her liver after being at the Healing Rooms. Praise be to God. I, as a matter of fact, prayed actually via email with a bunch of people from the Healing Rooms last week. A friend of mine thought they saw a spot on her breast. You know, amazingly, she went and they took another picture, another mammogram, and it was totally gone. It was not only not there, they couldn't even find it anymore. So praise be to God, and we just thank Vince and Deb for having this opportunity. Lisa, do you have anything else to say? And
God is
we
good.
Just encourage all of you, if you have friends or yourself, if you're in need of healing, please stop in Liverpool, New York. Log on to healing.syracuse.com. Lisa, thanks so much for joining today on this hour of Jesus the Healer. Thank you so much, and we bless you, and have a wonderful, wonderful day in the Lord. Amen. Amen to that.
You've been listening to Jesus the Healer, presented by Healing Rooms Ministries.
For healing prayer, please visit the Healing Rooms of Greater Syracuse on Thursdays. We're located at 526 Old Liverpool Road in Liverpool, New York. Please call 315-395-9674 or visit our website at healingsyracuse.com. If there's anything too hard for God, will God meet your needs? Let's ask Him.